Liberating Atlantis by Harry Turtledove. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2009 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and Scoville Galen Ghosh Literary Agency, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Book 1. 1. If not for the floorboard that came up at one end, it might all have happened differently. Or it might never have happened at all. How do you measure might have beens? Frederick Radcliffe never found an answer to that, and the question was in his mind much of the time. He'd never known a slave in whose mind that question had not taken root and flourished. Frederick Radcliffe was a slave himself, a house slave on Henry and Clotilda Barford's plantation, 30 miles outside of New Marseille. He was of middle height, but uncommonly broad through the shoulders. By his complexion, he was somewhere between griff and mulatto. He had more than a quarter white blood in him, but less than half. He never used his surname where the master and mistress could hear him do it. Legally, the surname didn't belong to him. Legally, nothing belonged to any black or copper-skinned slave in the United States of Atlantis. Legally, the whites, and the occasional free blacks and copper-skins who owned them, also owned everything that was theirs. Regardless of what might be legally true, plenty of slaves claimed descent from Radcliffe's, whether they spelled the name with an E or without. The Great White Clan, descendants of the English fishermen who'd founded the first settlement in Atlantis.